Europe.
Dutch politics. Normalising the radicals. The next government will mix troublemakers and technocrats.
The Netherlands is a land of long negotiations, polderen in Dutch. The four right-wing parties that will form the next government have been at it since November, when an election delivered an anti-immigrant landslide, and have spent the past week ironing out who gets which ministry. Three parties are newcomers to government who campaigned on upending the Hague-stayed bureaucratic establishment. But many of their ministers will be establishment types, to judge by their choice of prime minister announced on May 28th. Dick Schoof is the top civil servant in the Justice Ministry, an ex-head of the Domestic Spy Agency and erstwhile member of the Labour Party. The fact that the Dutch migrant-bashing populists picked a centrist technocrat to run the country suggests one way Europe is navigating its shift to the hard right. The talks took so long because the parties mistrust each other. The biggest of the four is the Party for Freedom, PVV, led by Geert Wilders, a nativist rabble-rouser. The PVV was long boycotted by other parties, and its manifesto includes unconstitutional measures such as banning the Koran. That posed a special problem for the third biggest party, New Social Contract, NSC, a year-old outfit whose founder, Pieter Omtzigt, is a stickler for the rule of law. He spent months ensuring Mr. Wilders would respect the constitution. The PVV is also disdainful of climate measures, wobbly on Ukraine, and long advocated a Nexit. Such positions are anathema to the coalition's second party, the centre-right Liberals, VVD, who have led the government for the past 13 years. Their new head, Dylan Jesselgus, secured promises that the Netherlands will remain a reliable EU member, honour climate agreements and aid Ukraine. Mr. Wilders as Prime Minister was unacceptable, so the parties agreed that their leaders would stay in Parliament and pick an outsider, hence the unobjectionable Mr. Schoof. The party's inexperience showed in the sketchy governing accord they unveiled on May 16th. To cut immigration, it promises the toughest asylum admissions policy ever, including a temporary halt to asylum procedures and border checks to stop irregular migrants from neighbouring countries. This could violate treaties and be struck down in court. Far more immigrants come to work legally, but companies employing foreigners will face new hurdles. In March, ASML, the world's leading chip lithography company, warned that it might move its headquarters from the Netherlands if it cannot get the workers it needs. Other policies presage conflict with the EU. The accord calls for scrapping measures to cut nitrogen pollution mandated by the EU's biodiversity law and for asking to extend a derogation that lets Dutch farmers dump extra manure, which is expiring. These are priorities for the coalition's fourth member, the Small Farmer Citizen Movement. It also calls for lowering expected Dutch contributions to the EU budget by 1.6 billion euros, that's $1.7 billion, annually. It is unclear why the European Commission or other EU countries would agree to all this. Mr. Schoof is widely respected, but has no experience as a politician. In his first press conference, he was awkward and ill-prepared to defend the coalition's agenda, which, after all, he played no role in negotiating. He will take office in a few weeks once the parties agree on the rest of the cabinet. Half are to be non-politicians. With Mr. Schoof paving the way, senior figures from business, government and civil society should feel more comfortable signing up. As elsewhere in Europe, the Dutch governing elite is moving to accommodate the populists it long shunned.